USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Congressman Justin Amash, a Republican from Michigan, after reading the Mueller report, is calling for the president's impeachment. But Senator Mitt Romney says while it's a courageous statement, it's not warranted.
As I read the report, I was troubled by it. It was very disappointing for a number of reasons, but it did not suggest to me that this was time to call for impeachment.
Romney says the elements to make a case for obstruction of justice just aren't there. An 8-year-old girl is found safe in Fort Worth, Texas, after a man grabbed her and pulled her into his car while she was walking down the street with her mother. Police say two members of a local church who saw a photo of the car on social media spotted the car at a hotel in the Forest Hills suburb and called authorities. The girl was found safe and appeared to be physically unharmed. The suspect is in jail. More tornadoes expected today as storms move into the mid-Atlantic and northern Appalachians today. At least 34 have been reported across the country since Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic candidates for president making their case across the country over the weekend. Former Vice President Joe Biden in Philadelphia.
We choose hope over fear, truth over lies, and yes, unity over division.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper on ABC's This Week on why he's a better choice than Biden.
I've been an entrepreneur and a governor, and most of my adult life I've been able to bring people together again and again and get tough, progressive things done that people said we couldn't do. And I think it's time to replace the nonsense in Washington with some common sense.
And Senator Bernie Sanders in South Carolina.
Billionaires do not need more tax breaks. The children of our country need quality education.
Vice President Mike Pence was the speaker at Christian-based Taylor University's commencement, saying the Trump administration is providing them a bright outlook.
The America that awaits your energies and ambitions is experiencing a new era of optimism and opportunity. You're beginning your careers at a time of a growing American economy and restored American stature at home and abroad.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
With the latest on rising tensions in the Persian Gulf, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Saudi Arabia says it does not want war but would not hesitate to defend itself against Iran. That according to a top Saudi diplomat speaking on Sunday amid heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf after attacks on the kingdom's energy sector. The Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs speaking a week after four oil tankers, two of them Saudi, were targeted in an alleged act of sabotage off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. And days after Iran-allied Yemeni rebels claimed a drone attack on a Saudi oil pipeline. A senior Iranian military commander is quoted as saying his country is not looking for war either in comments published in Iranian media on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Seven people injured, three critically, after a shooting at an off-campus party near Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. Joe Winkle is Muncie's police chief.
Party with a DJ. Evidently, there was some kind of a confrontation inside the house. Turned into a shooting. We've got seven gunshot victims. I believe one's been lifelined to Indianapolis. Two are pretty serious, and several of them are minor wounds. There's also a possibility someone being hit or run over by a car.
No arrests at last check. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.